Good morning, everyone. It's Friday morning, 3:23:18. And the 33rd Psalm, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous." For praise is a comely thing. For the upright, praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and the instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For the Lord spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude and host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. For our hope shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Well, our hope is in his mercy. And our soul does wait for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. There is no hope, there is no help apart from the Lord. When we see his power, when we see his majesty, when we see all that he's created, the counsel of the Lord stands forever. And says that he spake, it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. There's a lot of people that don't fear the Lord. There's a lot of people that take lightly his law and take lightly his word, and they mock at his son, they mock at his word, they mock at his works. But we're told the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. But there are those that mock at his word, lie against his word, and shake their fist in the face of God, don't they? Well, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all of his elect, all of those for whom he came to die for. He came to save his people from their sins. There's no greater comfort for the children of grace than to hope in His mercy. We know that we can do nothing in and of ourselves. We are told in Isaiah, the nations are a drop of a bucket, less than nothing. And He says, I am God and there is none other. I create light, I create darkness, I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens. Bring down righteousness. The Lord has spoken it. All things were created by Him and for Him. And by Him, all things exist. Colossians 1. He is the head of all principality and power. Oh, that men might praise the Lord for His wonderful works to the children of men. So this morning I hope that these words will resonate with you. And I hope that you are hoping in His mercy and in His grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. We should have an awesome fear and respect for our Creator, Lord, and Redeemer. So I'm going to leave that with you this morning, and I hope and pray that these words have brought comfort to your soul. God bless.